Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. John Cleese is an English actor, voice actor, comedian, screenwriter, and producer. He achieved success at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe and as a scriptwriter and performer on The Frost Report. You might recognize him because in the late 1960s, he co-founded Monty Python, the comedy responsible for the sketch show Monty Python's Flying Circus. Anyway, on today's episode, John talks about a perfect path to success. Listen to John.
I think if any young writer, someone who wants to become a writer or a performer, is listening, then what I would say is it is so difficult at the beginning, particularly as a writer, to do good written comedy, that I suggest at the start that you steal or borrow, or as the artists would say, are influenced by, anything that you think that is really good and really funny and which appeals to you. And if you study that and try to reproduce it in some way, then it'll have your own stamp on it. But you have a chance of getting off the ground with something like that. But if you sit down one day, never having written before, with a pencil or a computer, but I write with a pencil, and you say, right, I'm going to write something completely new and original and very funny, you can't do it. It's like trying to fly a plane without having any lessons, you know? You've got to start somewhere, and the best way to start is by copying something that is really good. But people seem to think I was advocating stealing in general. No. No, once you've got off the ground, you'll develop your own style. You don't need to steal. Better if you don't. But at the beginning, as I say, find something. And a wonderful lesson, my friend William Goldman, wonderful screenwriter, and I both teach the same thing. We discovered independently. And that is, we say to someone, find an actor or a scene that you absolutely love, and just watch that actor in a movie, say, or watch that scene again and again and again, so that it no longer has an emotional impact on you. You no longer find it dramatic or funny. You just watch it, and in a sense, emotionally speaking, you're bored with it. At that point, when you're not affected emotionally anymore, you can begin to see how it's done and how it's constructed. So that's the advice I would give at the beginning. Model yourself on someone you really like.
That's awesome. For more from John Cleese, simply search YouTube. He's all over the place there. And check out his blog, johncleese.com. His best-selling book, So Anyway, is available on amazon.com. And I'll include a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with John Cleese. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.